The days are getting longer. The temperatures are, supposed to be, getting warmer. It's the start of March. And that means it's time for playoff hockey in the Southeast. There really isn't anything like postseason hockey in sports. The intensity and the emotion are ramped up. Often the games are played with a best-of-format. And if the series reaches the point of a deciding game, the proverbial best-of-one, then that desire to win is ramped up even more. Estevan hockey fans had a reminder last season about how great playoff hockey can be, when our beloved Estevan Bruins won the SJHL title for the first time since 1999. There were 2,662 fans packed into Affinity Place for Game 7 between the Estevan Bruins and the Flin Flon Bombers. None of the fans who were there will ever forget that night, although the Bomber fans were certainly wanting a different result. Our hometown Bruins have punched their ticket for the playoffs. They aren't going to be the top-seeded team in the playoffs like they were last season. They likely won't be the favorites in their first-round series. But they're still a very good hockey team. They're well coached. They have strong goaltending. They have a number of players who were part of last year's championship team, and they're not going to want to have their championship reign come to an end. But there's more great hockey in the Southeast than just the SJHL. The Big Six Hockey League playoffs are well underway. We already know there will be new champions in the senior hockey loop after the Beanfey Kohlers dethroned the Carnduff Red Devils. There's been some great hockey already, and there's more to come. Three teams in the Big Six are also still alive in provincial play, as they try to bring a provincial title back to this region. Minor hockey playoffs are still going, too. Teams are competing hard. Success in minor hockey should never be predicated on wins and losses. There are so many other factors to be considered. It should be about skills development, having fun and finding a passion for the sport. But the chance to win a championship doesn't come around very often. If you have a chance, pounce on it. There are so many things that kids should remember from their minor hockey experience. If a championship is one of them, be it league play or provincials, or both, then that's great. And for those in the U18 age group, this will be the last season in minor hockey, so you know they'll want to go out on a high note. Some teams didn't make the playoffs. Others have already been knocked out. They felt the sting of having their season end in February. But that doesn't mean their season was a failure. If you're able to get down to your local rink to check out some great playoff hockey, then I encourage you to pounce at the opportunity. The rink is a winter hub of activity in the community, regardless of whether it's a city like Estevan or a village as small as Alida or Torquay. It's a place where people will come to watch hockey, socialize and enjoy a great rink burger, or some other food. With the number of teams slowly being whittled down, your neighborhood arena might not be as busy as it was in mid-January, but there will still be a lot going on. And once the playoffs are done, we're going to get quality hockey of another kind in Estevan, the Estevan Strippers annual Spring Bust Tournament from April 12 to 16. This tournament has grown to become the largest recreational hockey tournament in Saskatchewan, with 40 men's and women's teams. Thanks to the cabarets, Spring Bust not only carries a big economic spin-off for the community, but it raises funds for local organizations, too. There was something missing in the community in the spring of 2020 when postseason hockey and tournaments were suddenly dashed in mid-March with so many teams still playing. And there was definitely something missing in the spring of 2021 when no playoff hockey occurred. We were reminded last year just how much fun playoff hockey can be. It really is a wonderful time of the year.